Hello, everyone. Welcome to Purpose in Parenting. My name is Jessica Israel, and this is a podcast for those of us who have found or are finding our purpose in parenting. Just a quick disclaimer, this is real life for real parents. So if you hear a child in the background, you hear some noise, we will not be editing it out. And the purpose is to really relate, to talk about the truth of what we go through, and to really just have that conversation amongst ourselves with others who can relate. So it may not be perfect, but guess what? Life with kids never is. Now, let's get into our new episode. So let's talk about the difference between homemaking and being a stay-at-home parent. It's so interesting because I'm sure many of you probably thought the same thing before. I really used to think of it really as kind of being the same thing, where homemaking, maybe if you didn't say you were a stay-at-home parent, was essentially meaning that maybe you didn't have kids, but usually they were one and the same. But I saw someone on YouTube a while back talk about the difference and how she separated them out in her life. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is really phenomenal. You know, it was like the light bulb went off. And I think if we separate the two, it actually would make our lives a little bit easier in terms of prioritization and, you know, what we're choosing to spend our time on, and also the credit we give ourselves and understanding what we've accomplished in the day. Because I know we can be really hard on ourselves a lot, feeling like the day's gone by and we've really done nothing. You know, maybe if we're lucky enough, we got some toys cleaned up. You know, we got the meals made. Maybe if we're lucky, we got the dishes done. But a lot of times we're feeling like, all right, the day just went and it really didn't get much accomplished. Unless, I mean, if you did, then you're probably feeling burnt out. I'm sure many of you can agree with me on that. So the way she was describing it was really the homemaking being the things you do for the house. So the cooking, the cleaning, the getting the laundry done, all of that stuff falls into homemaking. But being the stay-at-home parent, that's really different. Being the stay-at-home parent is interacting with your child, playing with them. If you're doing homeschooling, I mean, that's also the teacher role. That could even be segmented out. But being that stay-at-home parent really is about how you interact with your child, the things you're doing with your child throughout the day. And it was really enlightening to think of these things as two separate roles, as two separate jobs. Yeah, we're one person, but we have two jobs. The same way if you work for a bank during the day and then you drive, you know, a ride share at night or deliver pizzas at night, it's the same thing. We're doing two jobs. And I think it's hard for us sometimes to separate it because we may be doing those two jobs either simultaneously or we're doing them in conjunction with each other without really a separation or a break. So if you have two jobs outside of the home, you easily know when you leave job A, then job A is done, and then you're going to job B. You're not gonna do part of job B while you're at job A. And we do that a lot when we are homemaking and in our stay-at-home parent duties. So when you look around and you feel like you haven't gotten anything done, I really urge you to reassess that and think about that really differently. And also, I think that it would help with that parent guilt that sometimes we feel when we've gotten maybe all these things done off the checklist, but maybe we didn't give our kid as much attention as we wanted to. And then now you feel guilty over that. And if we're able to prioritize in that way and separate those two jobs, not just the task, but the jobs itself, we'd feel so much better. So when you say, hey, my priority is being a stay-at-home parent, my second job is being a homemaker, then you won't feel as bad when you're saying, you know what? those dishes can stay in that sink. Maybe we're just going to order pizza because I'm going to spend more time with my kid tonight. Or we're going to go to the park and we're going to have a good time. And I'm not going to think about what needs to be done when I get back home because this is the job I'm on now. I'm on the clock for being a stay-at-home parent right now. This is my time with my child. This is not my time to worry about the cleaning or the going to the bank or anything else. And then, you know, when you do transition into the homemaking role, understanding that, okay, these are my duties for the day. I'm going to, you know, wash the sheets. I'm going to, you know, sweep and mop the floors, and I'm going to do the dishes, which is a lot. It may sound like three tasks, maybe to someone who isn't as familiar with it, but that's a lot, especially when you have a child at home. And then, you know, if your child is in school, it's still a lot because you have limited time in the day and it seems like you have to get so much done and you just need a little bit of that time for yourself. But that is also the next thing, is that when you separate those, I feel like it'll help you get a little less burned out because you can say, you know what, this homemaking task is gonna, you know, sit on the shelf for a moment because this is gonna be my time. And like I said, it just really helps you prioritize that time that you have throughout your day where you're saying, okay, first and foremost, my priority is being a stay-at-home parent. So let me make sure my child is okay. Let me make sure I'm spending this time with them. You won't feel like that 15 minutes or 5 minutes of interaction is taking away from you getting something else done. Because a lot of times we do feel like that. We feel like, well, no, I can't do this because, you know, I have to do X, Y, and Z, or I have to get this other task done. Well, that's a different job. Right now, you're on the clock for being a stay-at-home parent. So spend that time with your child. You know, dance with them, sing with them, watch a show with them. We'll also talk about screen time in another one, as I know that is a big contentious subject for a lot of parents, but we'll definitely get into screen time, the pros and cons, and I think there is a right way to really do it, but we'll get into that in another episode. But yeah, back to just talking about the homemaking versus being a stay-at-home parent. I think if we really saw it that way, we would give ourselves a lot more grace. It's something that I know has personally helped me, and I have to constantly remind myself, to be honest. Heck, I had to remind myself even before talking about it in this podcast. That's actually really what sparked it for me, is to say, wait a second, you know, this is a priority. You know, it's really hard too because we have so many distractions. A lot of times, you know, we're the ones running the household in many aspects. So it's not just homemaking duties. You know, we're the house manager. You know, we're taking care of the bills. We're taking care of the, you know, actually paying them, you know, to whoever it needs to be paid, keeping track of the bills, the logistics, you know, things that need to be done, the doctor's appointments, the meetings, all this stuff. It's a lot of work. It's really a lot of work. You know, I remember when I was working in a small business. I guess I can call it corporate America, but it was a small business. There was a woman who was interviewing, and I actually wanted to hire her. We were interviewing her to be my assistant. And they didn't want to hire her. They wanted to hire someone else who it actually turned out not to work out well, which I could foresee that in a way. but I really wanted to hire the woman who had been a stay-at-home mom for the past 2 years and was getting back into the office. And everyone was a little bit adverse to that. And I'm like, guys, I don't understand. You realize she's a stay-at-home mom? That means that she's literally working every day, no breaks. Then she helps her husband run his business. She's taking care of everything for the house, everything for her child. Like, this woman is phenomenal. You don't think that she can manage multitasking here? With a child, they're a very tough client, okay? So I think she can handle the job, and I think that she'd do magnificent at it. Unfortunately, like I said, they voted me out and didn't hire her. You know, I got overruled on that. And that's something that I feel like happens a lot, where we kind of face this prejudice in a way where if you stay home with your children, people think that you're just lazy. You know, people don't view it as an actual job, but it is. And it's an extremely hard job. It's an extremely rewarding job, but it's a very hard job. Like I said, it's 24/7. There are no breaks when you're a stay-at-home parent. If you do get some, they're minimal, and thank goodness you have it because you need it for your sanity. A lot of times, our bathrooms are literally the only place we get a break. You know, it's the best time ever is when you get to go to the bathroom because that's where you're taking your break. And, you know, bringing it back to that, because we started off talking about homemaking versus being a stay-at-home parent, it's also really sad that we can't have that as an objective. Well, we can, but we're looked down upon if we have that as an objective to say, hey, I want to be home with my children. Whether you're a mother or a father, it doesn't matter. You know, you are looked down upon, and, you know, it's a shame. You know, I would say it's a little more accepted for women because, you know, there's this idea that a man shouldn't be able to stay home with his children and raise his children, which is odd. You know, we talk about fathers being present, but then when a father wants to be present, he's criticized. It's the most ludicrous thing. But for women, too, now we get this backlash, and you would think there would be more acceptance because, you know, it's the idea of, all right, you know, women, what we fought for is the freedom to be able to choose whether to go to work or not, you know, to not be told that we can't work. But if we make that choice and say, all right, well, the work I want to do is at home. Again, remember, these are two jobs, being a stay-at-home parent and being a homemaker. So whether that be a housewife or a house husband, that's a job. And we're looked down on it for that. We're looked down as being lazy or not having any ambition. And why is it perceived to not have a lack of, to have a lack of ambition for wanting to dedicate your life to crafting another human being? Literally dedicating your life, not just 8 hours a day, punching some numbers just to make someone money, because guess what? When you're taking your last breaths, the last thing you're going to be thinking about is your fourth quarter report, you know, or that you won best salesperson in XYZ year. You're not going to be thinking about that. You're going to be thinking about your family. You're going to be thinking about the moments that you had, maybe the moments that you missed, but that's who you're going to be thinking about. And it's really a shame, and it's a disservice that it's something that is not supported. Stay-at-home parents need to be supported more. And the fact that they aren't shows what I kind of talked about in my previous episode about the parent tax, the lack of value that we put on having a family, that we talk in this society about families as if they're burdens, as if having a child is a burden, as if it's just this thing that is really kind of a problem. I mean, you see these commercials and t-shirts and everything else where the whole premise is getting rid of your child. It's wine time. Get rid of the kid. Oh, thank goodness the kids are back in school. I don't have to deal with them. And it's like, all right, I understand every parent needs a bit of a little break. We're human. We have to, you know, rejuvenate ourselves. But the fact that they make it seem like the children are so unwanted, that's not good for anyone's psyche. That's not good for a child to grow up feeling like they're just a burden, a hassle, this responsibility that is just too much to bear and that just kind of needs to be gotten rid of as quickly as possible. So, yeah. That's just something that I wanted to talk about today. Hopefully, you know, it'll spark some discussions. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And really to embrace the whole idea of homemaking versus being a stay-at-home parent. because knowing that difference is really important, and being able to organize those tasks that you have under each job is really important too, because I think it'll really help with prioritization, and then it'll really help you feel better too about what you've accomplished during the day. Because even if it's just the fact that you sat down and watched Cocomelon for 4 hours with your kid, you were doing your job. You were being a stay-at-home parent, and that's okay. That was part of the job, you know. So what? You didn't get everything cleaned up. That's homemaking. That's okay. The few tasks didn't get done in that job, but guess what? You made them lunch. You made them breakfast. You did these other things, and give yourself some credit for that. You know, people always say give credit where credit's due. Well, guess what? We deserve a lot of credit. Every day, when your kid is laughing and smiling and happy, give yourself credit. You know, parents go through a lot. There are a lot of parents who are literally skipping meals so that their child can eat. Don't feel like a failure. Do not feel like a failure if you have to do something like that. Give yourself credit because you are being a good parent. And that is important that you know that and that you recognize that, because we have to take those little wins, because those little wins are what give us the motivation to move forward and do better. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. I really appreciate the support. If you would like to get in touch or stay connected, please visit us on our Twitter or Instagram at PurposeInParent. Also, if you're interested and would like to send a personal donation, because this is a labor of love, my Cash App is Torah Blessed, TORAHBLESSED. Thank you again so much for the support, guys, and I really look forward to chatting again next time.